Hey, gang, this is Radio Randy Rafferty. You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. It starts right now. Hoolies Hoolie. Welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie. I'm Patty Houlihan. You're listening to, on 1240 AM WSBC. It's Saturday night at 7. Like always, I'm with my brother Bill. Bill, hello and welcome.
Welcome to you, Pat. How are you?
Very good. We had a pretty eventful week. A lot of crazy sports things went on. National championship.
Yeah.
Controversial call in the Packers-Dallas game.
Sure.
Golden Globes.
Yes.
What else?
I bartended that chili cook-off last Sunday.
Yeah, how'd that go? That was the Opportunity Knox chili cook-off.
Yeah.
We had the Carmody's on earlier.
Yeah, they had it at the Brian Baruch. It was pretty good. A pretty good crowd. I think that they were, you know, I've seen a bigger crowd in past years, but it was good. Nobody had a tough time getting a drink because yours truly was behind the bar.
The greatest bartender in the West Side.
Guillermo Houlihan. I'll take that. I'll take that. That honor.
Yeah, you were like a celebrity bartender, I guess, is what they were.
Right.
Is that what they were billing you as?
Yeah, I mean, well, I was the guest bartender for the day, yeah.
Make any dough?
I'll leave that out of the equation. No, I made a little bit of money, yeah, it was fun.
It's for charity.
Absolutely, it's for charity.
Who won the donut eating competition?
Clint Crisco won the donut. It was pretty impressive. He ate 2 dozen donuts in 4 minutes or something like that, or five
minutes. That's pretty insane. That's disgusting.
Krispy Kremes. He beat the defending champion.
What do you get for that? Do you win something?
I don't think you get anything. I think it's just all for charity. You get a trophy. They give him a trophy.
Boy, so, and a bad stomach ache.
Yes, from what I understand, he did regurgitate some of that later on.
Yeah, well, so that's to be expected.
Yeah.
What do you think about that Cowboys-Packer game, that call at the end there?
It was a catch, definitely.
Definitely a catch.
But, hey, you know what? As much as I hate to say that Aaron Rodgers is so good.
Yeah,
he's unbelievable. I mean, he made that throw, that touchdown throw where he was like rolling out of the pocket. It's God given talent. You don't teach stuff like that. The guy's playing with a torn calf muscle.
Right.
I don't think I could make that play.
The Ohio State Buckeyes are your national champion. How do you feel about that? I saw that coming.
You're a big Urban Meyer fan ever since you met him when you were at Notre Dame football camp, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a class program. I don't hate Ohio State.
They weren't expected to win.
I think it was pretty. It was cool to see that the football playoff, is working. You know, because they go and beat Alabama,
mm-hmm.
who nobody thought they would beat Bama, and then they go in and they beat Oregon. So that was pretty impressive.
Outright champion. Congratulations,
yeah,
Ohio State.
Yeah, there's no.
That's about
debates.
The only time I'll ever congratulate Ohio State, though.
Not a big OSU fan.
No.
Here's the reason I'm not huge on them is because ever since I was a bartender in Lincoln Park,
McGee's.
They would be at McGee's and it would be a mob scene. But I would, I also bartended at Wellington's. And they'd leave McGee's or whatever and they'd come over to Wellington's for the, I had the dollar drafts in the afternoon. And that was brutal. I'd be by myself. I didn't have a bar back or anything. I'd just be like,
Was Wellington's an Ohio State bar too?
No, believe it or not, it was a Michigan bar. So I think they like to go in there and kind of mess with the Michigan fans.
Antagonize.
We didn't
everybody.
Have any, it wasn't that kind of a rowdy crowd. It's just. You're working on it with a hangover on a Saturday afternoon, and all of a sudden, 200
now,
people. Oh my God!
The other big news in your life recently is that you have a giant phone. You got a new phone.
Oh yeah, you're like to make fun of me because I got the iPhone 6 Plus.
It's huge.
Yeah, it. You know what? It's amazing how I went from the 4 to the 6. So the speed is quite a difference here.
This is a commercial for Apple, by the way.
Oh, you're plugging it?
No, I'm just messing around. Well, congratulations on your new phone.
Thank you. Congratulations on
that's
the phone.
That's a new thing that everybody, it's phone nation. People, there was a study recently that I saw on TV over the week that said that people suffer from anxiety if they're away from their phone for too long.
Really?
Yeah. And now you have a giant, giant phone, so your face is going to be in that all day.
Well, I have to, I'm on it all day for work anyways. So, but I see you with your phone. I think you're more of a phone derogatory term than I am. You know what I mean?
No, I have no idea what you mean.
Okay.
But I'll take that. We have a cool guest today.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Stephen Davern from Pin Drop Theater is the name of the band. So, Steve, hello and welcome.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You're welcome.
Now, Steve, you've been on the Hoolies, my dad's show, a number of times. Where did you grow up?
I grew up originally Reese Park, like Narragansett and Grand.
Yeah, right here, right over here where we do the show near Milwaukee, where on Milwaukee Avenue.
Not too far. And then my dad was a Chicago cop, so he always lived in the city.
Yeah.
And moved up to Edgebrook in like 76, I want to say.
Wow. All right.
And now I'm over in North Mayfair, over by the Irish American Heritage Center.
Beautiful. And Pin Drop Theater is going to be playing the Cash for Kids benefit.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be playing at the Irish American Heritage Center at Cash for Kids. It's our 10th anniversary of Cash for Kids, Chicago's only Johnny Cash Festival.
Cool.
A lot of fun. I think we had about 800 people there last year. It's just nuts. We run two stages. It's always just, a lot of people say it's the best night of the year. Because, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with... people get all burned out in the holidays,
sure.
Whether they're friends or family, and they kind of they go underground for like 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do.
And then they're ready to pop.
Yeah.
And when they pop, we're right there for them.
This is the 10th year of Cash for Kids.
Yep.
Have you been a part of it since its inception?
Yeah, I was there at the beginning. It started at Rosie O'Brien's, which is a bar that used to be over in Elston here. It's called the Nil Tap now.
Right.
Okay. And it started there. Me and a local priest, actually. We're doing it. Father Chris Doring.
Cool.
He's this giant. He dressed like a Harley guy. You'd never think he was a priest.
Uh-huh.
Did he play music as well?
Yeah, and he had the baritone, so he'd go up there and he'd sound like Johnny Cash. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
I'm actually a tenor. I can't sing like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
But
now, is he still with us?
Father Chris?
Yeah.
He's an army chaplain. He's in Africa right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, containing Ebola, which is scaring the hell out of me.
And playing some Johnny Cash songs for everybody, I'm sure.
He has his guitar.
Okay.
And his going away party, he was sent away with a traveling guitar. So, it's just a great event. A lot of people say it's the best night of the year, and it's at the Heritage Center. You got the two stages. Music starts at like 6:30, and we're going. We try to make it interesting. You know, every year the show ends, and we're like, what the hell are we going to do next year to make this thing interesting? You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Or how are we going to top it? And we have. We're going heavy with the rockabilly this year because everyone loved the rockabilly we did last year.
Right.
With a band called Little Red and Howlin' Wolves. And I don't believe they're playing anymore, but there's a show every month at Martyrs called the Big C Jamboree. And it's where the Midwest rockabilly community comes together.
Right.
Okay.
And they took the Fifth Province stage this year. So the Tawdry Hepburns, the Miss Barbara Clifford and the Shaken Tail Feathers,
yep.
The Gin Palace Jesters. And Ross Kleiner and the Thrill,
are
going to round things out. And over in the auditorium, Jack Judy, who played with the Hoyle Brothers for years, he was one of the original Hoyle Brothers. He's got, I think, a couple of Hoyle Brothers are playing with him too. He's kicking things off at 8. My band Pin Drop Theater is playing at 9, and then after that is Iron Horse, some guys from Crete that have been playing in this for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
They were finalists on America's Got Talent, just really talented guys, with Hayden Thompson, who's in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Cool.
And Lance Lipinski from the Million Dollar Quartet will be joining in.
Some serious music that night, man.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't, no matter what stage you're in front of at what time, the music shouldn't be better at any other time or any other stage in the night. That's how, you know, all the bands.
In Chicagoland that night. Yeah.
Of course.
So. Now, have you been a part of the rockabilly community is this a genre of music you've always played?
No, I'm more of a rock and roll guy. I'm a Stones guy, but...
I'm a Stones guy, too.
Yeah, and we'll have to talk later. I'm a Keith Stones guy and a Mick Taylor Stones guy, but...
Open E.
But this Stones, you know, thanks to Graham Parsons...
Sure.
...started falling in love with some country music.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of country music I like, and Hank Williams... slides under that door, and so does Johnny Cash.
That's cool. Yeah,
if
he does.
You tried to put any popular country in front of me right now, I'd start crying or acting out in some way.
Yeah.
You know?
I can listen to a little bit of country music, but you know, I like, you know, the Highwaymen. Those are like, you know, Waylon Jennings and Willie.
Johnny
and
Cash.
Yeah, and Johnny Cash. That's what I like. And I'm not into the Jason Aldean and stuff.
Well,
like.
most country music is derived from Irish Celtic music.
Yeah.
There you go.
Definite cousins. And Johnny Cash, by the way, I didn't know this. When we moved this show from the bars to the Heritage Center, because we were blowing out the bars.
Yeah.
and all of a sudden, wham, all these people showed up. I didn't know the Irish love for Johnny Cash.
Yep.
I remember I just kept trying to find friends. Like, someone's got to go to the currency exchange and get some more fives.
Sure. You know, to make
my
change,
mom was old. I'm like, Ma, I need your help. You got to, you know, can you work a door? You know, I'm grabbing friends and giving them free beer to work a door or anything because we get overwhelmed. But we didn't know this Irish love. Johnny Cash went over there in the late 50s, and every one of the songs he wrote about Ireland, there's something about girls. So I think he
liked the babes
I think
there.
He really felt lucky when he was there in some ways. So it's just it all comes together really well, and it's a fundraiser for the Little League at Gompers Park.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
Mayfair Park. It got so big I couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah, and you got a kid that plays Little League over there?
Three kids.
Yeah.
So the Little League, we're just talking in a garage, me and a couple neighbors, and a couple of them are on the board at the Little League. I'm like, I can't handle this thing anymore.
It's too big.
And I'm looking at these two guys, and I'm like, well, you guys take it, you know?
Right.
You staff it and all the stuff, and we'll handle all the music. And
so you produce the lineup, you put that together, you get all these groups together, and
Me and some, you know, I talk to people about it all year and try and get some good ideas, and we've run some things through there. We had a rapper do A Boy Named Sue one year, and you know, half the people loved it, and a couple of guys wanted to knock my teeth out. You know what I mean? But it was, you know, we want to let people know we're not afraid of anything, you know, and
sure. So
we've had different kinds of music, but. This year will be pretty heavy on the on the rockabilly, and that also brings in the swing dance community. So there's there's guys throwing their wives over their shoulders, you know, and
the Brian Setzer kind of kick.
Yes, exactly. And they show up with their dancing shoes, you know, like imagine walking into a place with, these are my dancing shoes. You know, I just put my shoes on and I go out. You know, these guys bring their dancing shoes, so it's really cool.
How long has Pin Drop Theater been playing together?
3 years now.
Okay, and you guys all came together from.
Different bands? Yeah.
In the Chicagoland area?
Yeah, Chicagoland area, but, you know, we're from different places. Like, our guitar player was part of the Boston music scene.
Cool.
You know, when he was growing up. He had, like, great stories. He'd open for the Ramones and play them in wiffle ball before a show. You know, imagine watching Joey Ramone trying to stretch out a single. You know what I mean?
That'd be weird.
Yeah, without pulling his atrophy. You know, it's like, wow. But so we got some good players, and we just have a lot of fun, and we all write, so we're just trying to.
That's fun.
We
how many
record down in Crete?
How many members are in the group?
Seven.
Seven of you.
Yeah.
Now you are the lead guitarist and singer.
No, I'm one of the singers.
Okay.
Rhythm guitar player.
Cool.
So.
All right. So I'm gonna play.
I'm also the guy that just tries to get them all in the room at the same time.
Yeah.
That's my real job.
You're the wrangler.
It's if there's a talent that I give to this band, it's getting them all in the room at the same time.
Sure.
I've been in bands where I was the best player and the band stunk.
Yeah.
And I am by far not the best musician in this band.
Well, this band does not stink at all. I was listening to you guys all day today, and I'm glad I discovered you. I'll be playing you guys more on the show here. I was about to play a track called Mine All Mine. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was just one of those, came home from work, grabbed a beer, and told my wife I had an idea and I'd be down a little while, and sat down and it wrote itself. Once I showed it to the band, they came up with a bunch of different ideas, which, you know, when we get in the studio, it's about the song. It's not about, you know, I could be kicked off the song, you know,
when
it's over. So but we have enough players that are so good that that could happen and it's okay. So, but it came out pretty good.
All right, this is Stephen Davern. This is Pin Drop Theater. You're about to listen to with their track Mine All Mine.
She loves me, and I don't care. To me, she's mine.
Yeah, mine all mine, Pin Drop Theater. This is the Hoolies Hoolie, and we are back with Steve Darren, who's a member of the Pin Drop Theater, and where he's here to plug Cash for Kids, which is coming up on what date, Steve?
January 24th. Doors open at 6 o'clock, Irish American Heritage Center.
What's the price, do you know?
$20.
$20?
Seven bands.
You gotta go.
Can't beat that.
No, not at all. We should
charge extra for the ambiance. It's like, it opened up doors. It's thick.
A lot of tattoos in that room that night.
Yes.
Good people watching.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about Fitzgerald's, the legendary Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, and Steve told us a story about Rolling Stones guitarist Mick Taylor falling on him. What year was that? Like 84, 85?
No, it was like 99 or 2000-ish.
Yeah.
He was just a bloated mess. And he tripped on a stage and he fell on me and this guy in the front row and we just pushed him back on there. I was so disappointed. I was like,
that's about a 3 feet drop off that stage, isn't it? I'm thinking about,
well, we were right there.
About that. Yeah.
Well, that would have to be. It's fun to go. It's weird to go see an idol sometimes. This has happened to me as well, like in the comedy community. It's like Gilbert Gottfried is playing at Zany's, you know? We got to go. And I wasn't a giant Gilbert fan, but I thought he was going to do his shtick, you know?
Yeah.
And we get there, and he did like a bunch of old jokes from like the 30s. And the audience just booed him, and he just took such glee in it and just walked off stage and laughed at the end. And it was like, everyone was like, how was it? And I was like, it wasn't his act.
Right.
He didn't want to do his act tonight.
Old jokes from the 30s. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work.
No, it didn't work, but I mean, I was laughing, but people were like, talk about when you did Problem Child, the movie, and you're the voice of the Aflac Duck and all that stuff, but I don't know. All right, so when else are there any other gigs coming up for Pin Drop Theater?
Yeah, we have something on March 14th. It's a fundraiser in Old Irving. There's a school, church, something over there, and we I believe we're playing Mayfest in late May down at Lincoln in Leland. We played that last year.
Yeah,
I know
just
that.
They told us we're on the auxiliary stage, right?
Right.
Sure. And we don't expect much, you know?
We
play music to have fun. And we show up, where we asked them where we unload, and it was behind this giant stage, and there's a big crowd in front of it. When I say big, like 5,000 people.
Oh, I remember going down there when I lived down there.
Holy cow.
It's a big deal.
And I said, hey, where's the auxiliary stage? Like, that's the auxiliary stage. The whole band, like, made a mess in their pants.
Yeah.
You know, went and cleaned themselves up in the outhouses there, and we got our act together.
Yeah, but you guys don't get nervous for that. You guys probably get more excited for that kind of thing, do you? I don't know.
We went from nerves to excited and absolutely had the best show of our life.
Oh, because you feed off that energy.
Yeah, it was just great. It's been a long time. I mean, I haven't played to a crowd like that since I was in college. And it was just like, wow.
What kind of bands did you just rock bands in college for you?
Where'd
you go to college?
Winona State in Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and this was in the 80s when Winona State's enrollment was so low in the late 70s, they let anybody in there, and it's the most incredible cast of characters.
You're like, Dad, I got into Winona State. He was like, good work, son.
I went to Loyola Academy, and my grades were so bad, Loyola would sell you to a college back then. They had a placement department.
Yeah.
I
was like,
and that was the only one that would take me.
The St. Mary's Winona had that rep as well.
Yeah. And a lot of Southsiders.
Tons of Southsiders at St. Mary's.
And it was just, it was a great school. I met the greatest people ever. You know, there was no fraternities or anything like that.
Perfect.
But everyone just hung out and had a good time. So it's good.
Where'd you go to grammar school then?
First, St. John Bosco, which is closed.
Yep.
And then St. Mary of the Woods.
Okay, cool. Right in Wildwood. Is that the Wildwood neighborhood?
Yeah, North Edgebrook, Wildwood, whatever you want to call it.
All right, I'm going to play another song.
Sweet.
This is Pin Drop Theater. This is called All the Goodbyes. And we are back. That was Pin Drop Theater, and that was with All the Goodbyes. I like that one, Sean. There's a little bit of horn in there. Is that what I was hearing?
Saxophone. I went in to record that, and I left that with just acoustic, and they just did stuff to it.
That's cool. Is there a horn section with Pin Drop Theater all the time?
Pin Drop Theater's got a trumpet.
Cool.
Yeah, so we don't have a sax, but a trumpet's more fun.
Yeah, it is, I guess.
Louder. And,
Now, you said that you recorded at out in Crete.
Crete, Illinois, Custom Recording Studios, which is run by the fellows from Iron Horse, who are headlining at Cash for Kids.
Cool.
And it's just a great studio. If anyone looking to record, it's vintage equipment. You can go digital or analog.
Yeah.
And they have old, like I was telling you, old microphones from the 30s and 40s that they track down and very professional. So I think it's going to be known as time goes by as the studio in Chicago to get a different, you know, take on recording. They're just true pros, and they've been trained by guys in Memphis. That's where they learned.
That's so cool.
Sun Studios and stuff.
Have you gone down to Memphis and performed with?
No, I've played in Nashville, but I've never made it to Memphis. I went around it a couple times. Just, you know, it's one of those trails you never went to.
I've never been in Nashville, and it's the one place that my girlfriend is killing me.
You gotta go.
She's like, are we gonna get this done?
You gotta go to Graceland, right?
Graceland would be Memphis.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right.
That's
right.
Memphis.
Nashville's where I don't, you know, it's like is it the country music?
Nashville, that's where them Tennessee Titans play, right?
Right there, actually. Yeah. You can walk from the bars there. Yeah. It's crazy.
Actually, the last time the Bears went down there, did you know that there were so many Bears fans? Supposedly, they drank them out of beer that
week. That's true.
They drank them out of beer. The distributors were like, "We don't have any more beer."
Yeah, that's true. Well, the cool thing about Nashville, if you stay downtown, you can walk to these bars. If you don't like the band that's in front of you, which is kind of weird because they're all really good,
right? Mm-hmm.
There's no cover charge. You just finish your drink and you walk to the next place.
Yeah.
If you like the band, you throw a tip in the cowboy boot. You know what I mean? So it's
very cool.
Really, it's a great place to go for, you know, with a group of friends or whatever. So.
Yeah.
How's the Little League team? How did they fare after the Cash for Kids camp? Did they get new uniforms?
Well, it goes to the whole league, and it's boys Little League, girls softball.
Yeah.
I think there's 500 kids in a league, so it's a giant league. So the money goes to general improvements. I have seen some things like look nicer, and I think it helps the traveling team.
Sure.
I'm not even sure. I'm just glad they're there to help, and they do such a great job, and they bankroll in front the whole thing too. So
yeah,
and we're always a snowstorm away from getting, you know, in big trouble. But even when it does snow, it did snow one year. The Heritage Center plows the parking lot. It's easy to get there.
Oh, for the show?
Too.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem at all.
It's easy to get there.
It's easier
too.
To get to than half the venues.
Yeah.
So. What I did want to ask is these songs that I've played, these tracks, do they come off an album or an EP that you guys have done at all?
We just do them one at a time.
Really?
It's hard to get all seven of us in a room together. So we do them one at a time. They get developed in rehearsals that are, we bring everyone together for a show rehearsal.
Right.
And someone will play a song they have, and if everyone likes it, it develops. If they don't, it dies.
It's like a thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Keep that one for yourself. that's cool. I mean, you have a lot of tracks here. There's about, how many songs does Pin Drop Theater have together as a whole? In front of me, there's like 10. And then you guys probably have like 50 more.
Well, yeah, because like the bass player I've been playing with since 1989 in Winona.
Yeah.
You know, we have, I don't know how many songs, you know, and the drummer I've been playing with for 20 years. So we can go as deep as we feel because we just, you know, we don't stop writing. It just, if an idea comes up, then, you know, a song comes up. So it's just, you know, if we were painters, I'd be... You know, if I was a painter, I'd tell my wife, "Hey, I gotta go paint something. I got an idea." You know?
Yeah,
Instead, I grab my guitar and go upstairs and hide from the kids for a little while, and they're really cool about it.
Do the kids dig the tunes that you guys put out, or are they kind of like, "Oh, that's Dad's music"?
Yeah, well, they might be really kind to me.
But, yeah,
okay.
They seem to like it. The kids like going when we set up shows. They're really into it, you know. And
I don't already.
Did you come from a musical family?
Sort of. My dad used to mess around on a piano.
Yeah.
He taught himself. My grandma Davern taught herself. My sister Colleen, my sister Kelly both learned piano. I've never had a guitar lesson, and really? I learned from the radio and from friends, you know, like,
hey, see, I got a buddy
try
like
playing
that.
An A that way, you know, it's like, ooh, that's a different A.
Do you remember your first guitar?
Yeah, it's on my wall. It's
what like, is it?
It's like a Gibson, it's a fake Gibson my dad bought from my Uncle Tommy, took it away from my cousin Joey.
Yeah, like a Gibson Esquire or whatever, it's, what was it called?
Epiphone.
It isn't a Gibson, it's a Gibson, I'm not thinking straight right now. It isn't a Gibson. It looks like a Gibson.
It's a knockoff. Yeah.
So
we had, what did we have? We had Bill and I took guitar lessons for a while. We had CF Martin, guitar, which are nice guitars. Yeah. But what was the? It was like a bad brand of CF Martin, I guess.
I don't know. I pawned mine when I was broke in college, and I'm forever to this day regret it.
I know.
I think I sold it for $75.
We're auctioning off a Black Martin. Which is interesting.
Cool.
Black Martin acoustic, which is
Elvis Presley played a CF Martin guitar.
Oh, he did? Okay, excellent. Yeah. Martin did not make a black acoustic Martin until Johnny Cash told him to, because they were trying to get him to play guitar. He's like, well, if you make one black,
I'll play
it. It's
got to go with my outfit. Yeah,
so, and we got one of the dads in our league does the recording at the Loft for Wilco.
Cool.
And he got, you know, all of Wilco was in town at the beginning of
Tweety and all those
December.
Guys, yeah.
So we actually got it signed, and that'll be our raffle item.
Pretty
this year,
sweet.
So.
That's an awesome
raffle
item.
Wow, that is a good raffle item, yes, for all you Wilco fans out there.
All right, so let's go over it one more time. It's Cash for Kids. It's January, what is this, the 24th? January 24th.
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. It starts at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's 20,
Seven bands,
$20 at the gate. You can see Steve Davern of Pin Drop Theater. Steve, I want to thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting us spread
Same
the word
here,
around.
Steve,
it's a good cause.
Also, you can find Pin Drop Theater's music at ReverbNation.com. You can plug in Pin Drop Theater.
Download for free.
And it's all free downloads, and you can hear some of these songs that I played tonight, including Mine All Mine, All the Goodbyes, and then this final one. What should I play? What do you think, Steve?
What are you looking at?
I got If Love Was a Party, Beautiful Sunset, A Little Rain in the Valley, Could Have Been a Soldier, So Fine, Tom Collins, Christmas Eve.
How about, you know what? How about Tom Collins for fun?
Yeah, all right, here it is. This is Pin Drop Theater with Tom Collins. That was Pin Drop Theater with Tom Collins. Once again, I want to thank our guest, Steve Davern. He's plugging the Johnny Cash for Kids Festival at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Very cool stuff.
January 24th. It's a Saturday. Starts at 7. $20 at the gate. I'd also like to thank Mad Funds to be our for being our sponsor of tonight's episode.
Absolutely.
I feel like we should do like a Hawk Harris, like Mad Funds. Yes.
Madden Font? Yes.
All right, well, we're going to do a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have maybe a surprise guest, I've been told, and we'll talk about some other things Irish.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200, and tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you. Hi, gang. Here's your perfect act of contrition for the weekend. Two hit shows at the Royal George Theater. Late Night Catechism, now in its 22nd year, plays 5 p.m. Saturdays and 2 p.m. Sundays. And Bible Bingo, now in its second year, plays Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. You can save your immortal soul and play bingo. Late Night Catechism is one of the longest-running shows in theatrical history. It's Loretta Young meets Carol Burnett. The New York Times says it's hilarious, well-written, and inspired. Let Sister take you back to the Latin Mass, Meatless Fridays, and that good old ruler across the knuckles. The Catholic Explorer calls it a habit-forming hoot. Bible Bingo is so much fun, you'll have to confess it. Vicky Quadi, creator of the hit comedy Late Night Catechism, brings to life a new comedy about fundraising and bingo. Miss Mary Margaret O'Brien runs the bingo night of Bible trivia, audience interaction, and the funniest quiz show about the Holy Family ever seen. Add that to a box of wacky prizes, fun bingo cards, and tons of Catholic humor, and you'll be laughing so hard you'll have to be careful watching your bingo cards. It's more fun than Sodom and Gomorrah. Tickets are $30 for each show, but if you mention the code word Irish, you get your ticket half price. Call the Royal George Theater at 312-988-9000. It's on the north side at 1641 North Halsted. Tell them you're Irish and get half-price ticks. 312-988-9000. Late Night Catechism and Bible Bingo at the Royal George Theater this weekend and every weekend. Once again, the number's 312-988-9000.
And we're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 a.m. It's Saturday night. I'm Patty Houlihan, and once again, I'm back here with my brother, Bill.
Yes.
We just had Stephen Davern on the show.
Yeah, he was great.
Cool guy.
Cool stuff. Yep. Absolutely. We'll definitely be listening to a lot of his tracks.
Yeah, he told us a story about, we were talking about Steve Dahl when we were off the air.
Yeah.
And he was telling us that he was actually a kid that was at the Disco Demolition. He was, what, 13 years old, he said?
Yeah, he said his dad was, one of his friend's dads was like, what, he did lighting at the park. And
yeah, he, Mr. Cook.
He said, and I asked him, I said, were you going to be down on the, what were you doing while that was going on? It had to be a surreal experience to watch Disco Demolition take place.
Yeah.
He said, no, I was right there in the middle of the action, 13
loving
years
it.
Old. He
loved
said,
every
we
minute
were
of
loving it.
It.
Sliding head first into third base and stuff. He says, and then he said, and Andy Frayn Usher finally grabbed him and his buddy.
Put him in the Detroit Tigers dugout until their dads came and picked him up.
Exactly.
Which was a segue into what, Bill?
Well, it reminds me of, back in, there was a book about, Andy Frayn Usher's, obviously, we don't see him that much anymore. But
no, and they used to be at all the concerts.
Everything. They were at everything. And I remember when we were going to Sox games, or even at the old Comiskey, you'd see the Andy Frayn Ushers, the guys in the white and gold, the black and gold uniform,
Sure.
Now they're just wearing polo shirts, walking up and down. I don't even know if it's not Andy Frayn anymore, I don't think.
No, there's nothing. It's just they just work for Sox Park.
But there's a guy named John Lenihan from the South Side who wrote a book called City Life, and it's the memoirs of an Andy Frayn usher.
Yeah.
And it's a neat little book, and I know he's been a guest on Dad's show, the Skinny and Hooli show before. Maybe we'll have him on here to tell some funny stories about his days as an Andy Frayn usher.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
But yeah, if you get a chance to check out that book, check out City Life by John Lenihan.
Now what else is going on? We lost Tommy Fitzgibbons.
We lost Tommy Fitzgibbons this past week. A big blow and a terrible loss to the Irish American community. and was born in 1936. You know, ever since I remember when we first came, we're doing Irish Cousins, the movie,
Which is a documentary that Bill and I produced.
Yeah, and we were, you know, raising some funds for it. He was, you know, a champion of for us. And I'll forever be grateful for his support.
Yep.
So I wanted to take some time out on the air to.
He's also a legendary union guy.
Legendary union guy. You know, born in New York.
Manhattan.
Yep. Went to LaSalle Academy, which is, you know, a Christian Brothers school. Actually, believe it or not, I was telling. I was reading Tom Zobit, and I went into work over at the hotel, and. My general manager at the hotel is a gentleman named Joe Houston.
Sure.
And he's from Manhattan as well.
Hell's Kitchen. Neophyte.
And I said to him, hey, you know, I know that this is a shot in the dark, but I was reading an obituary for a friend of mine. He said, were you reading Tommy Fitzgibbon's obit? And I said, yeah, wow. I had no idea that you had even known him, you know. And he said,
sure.
You know, for some reason, he said Tommy Fitzgibbon used to go into Philander's back in the day when he was when Joe would be bartending.
Oh, yeah.
And they got to talking one day, and he said, where are you from? And he said, oh, I'm from
Hell's Kitchen.
And he said, where'd you go to high school? And he said, I went to LaSalle Academy. He went, so did I.
Yeah.
And Joe said, he's the only, and Tommy said to Joe, he said, you're the only guy in Chicago I've ever met that went to LaSalle Academy.
Yeah, that's so wild.
He had kind of a neat story, and he had nothing but great things to say about Tommy Fitzgibbon, as most people.
Nobody had bad things to say about Tom Fitzgibbons.
No.
Yeah.
So our condolences to the whole Fitzgibbons family.
Yep.
You'll forever be remembered, Tommy.
Yep. Godspeed to you. Now, what else? Did you see the Golden Globes?
I did not. You know, I worked. That was the night after the OK Classic charity. I was exhausted. I literally got home. I think I threw it. Me and Bridget have been like on a Boardwalk Empire kick lately, trying to, you know.
Yeah.
And we turned it on, and I watched maybe the first 5 minutes of an episode and was out.
Well,
like a light.
I was 10-bar at Duffy's, and the games had just ended. The Broncos had just lost to the Colts. And then we turned on the Golden Globes. I'd forgotten that they were even on. And the whole bar was forced. We had the sound on and everything.
Sure.
And it was right at that point Keaton won for Birdman.
Yeah, now I really want to see this movie.
And he gave a great speech.
I saw the speech.
And
somebody posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, and he... he thanked his son as his best friend,
yes.
Which I thought was pretty cool. And everybody in the bar applauded at the end of the speech, which was kind of a rare thing, because most right before he gave the speech, everybody in the bar was yelling at the TV, like, you Hollywood jerks, you know, like,
sure,
roasting on everybody that came on the TV, you know, slurs being thrown at them. But it was kind of neat to see Michael Keaton, an Irish guy. His real name's Michael Douglas, but he talked about his mom saying the rosary as a kid. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was cool. So congrats to Michael Keaton. I'm a fan, and I'd like to see Birdman. Which brings me into this. We have one of our guests on. He's a new guest, but he's an old pal of ours, and he's now going to be sort of our roving entertainment reporter. This is improv boy, Phaeton McMurray. Phaeton, welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie.
Welcome,
how are
Phaeton.
You?
Hello.
Did you enjoy the Golden Globes?
Of course, but scripted television? Give me a break. Improv or nothing.
Really? The rules of improv are just have nothing prepared, huh?
Quick, catch.
I got it. Thank you. Yes, and.
It was a beach ball.
Yes, it was, folks. It was a giant beach ball. It just hit me right in the face. Phaeton, where is your improv background come from?
Well, I worked out of a little theater in Lawrence, Kansas, where I'm from. It's called The Mouse Hole, and it was fantastic. We had a occupancy. We had about 9 people come see us all season.
Beautiful.
Yep. All season?
Yep. And
how many shows was that, like one?
There was 4.
So you had like 2 people a show and then maybe 2.5 a show?
Yeah, and a kid.
Well, that's a lot for improv shows these days. Everybody's immersed in the improv community. If you get people that go to your show that aren't in the improv community, 1 or 2 is pretty good.
It's a tight-knit group.
Yeah. Now, are you on any improv teams?
Well, I was. I was on the Slugs.
Yes.
And I was on Realty for Free.
Realty for Free, that's a good name. Are you guys going to be performing at Sketchfest? It's in town right now. You know, it's running tonight.
It's running tonight.
Stage 773, and it goes on until, I want to say, 10 or 11 p.m., so get your butt over there and check it out. But Phaeton, are you going to be at the Sketchfest?
I'll be performing on the street. I'll probably be throwing stuff, imaginary stuff at people, and getting the reaction.
Do you take a suggestion of what you should throw at them?
No.
No. What are the rules of improv? Are there rules that Phaeton goes by, or have you made your own credos?
Well, we try and follow the basics, but, you know, more or less, it's to go out there, have fun, and be on your tippy toes at all times, because you never know what's coming your way.
Yeah.
But imaginary things are coming your way.
Like what?
Like, you know, stuff you could pretend like you're throwing, or you could crawl in a box, or you could be... It's kind of like miming a little bit, except there's
words.
Somewhat funny stuff said.
Do you have any how many friends in the improv? You have giant improv community here.
Giant.
Do you go over to the UC or the Improv Olympic at all, or Second City Phaeton?
That's like Cooperstown to me.
Yeah,
I have to go there. That's where I learn my craft, and you know that's where the improv gods lay.
Yes, is improv a cult in Chicago? Do you think is it kind of a cult?
I think it's a cult all across the world.
Really?
Indeed.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a big bubble going on that people are saying that the improv comedy bubble is going to burst with all these new theaters. There's a bunch of them in. You have UCB and IO West, sure. Second City West, and the Second City's in Chicago, and you have IO here, and you have the Annoyance Theater here at Upright Citizens Brigade in New York. It's just insane. And now the Second City's got a thing in Tokyo.
And you have Lawrence, Kansas, the Mouse Hole.
The Mouse Hole, yes. Still doing improv at the Mouse Hole out in Lawrence, Kansas?
Whenever I can. You know, we're working out of, you know, more or less a shed now. The theater was swept away in a little dust storm.
Right.
So we renamed it the Mouse Hole, and it's actually...
What was it called before the Mouse Hole?
Well, it was still called the Mouse Hole.
But now it's got capital letters instead?
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, it's about a 6x8 shed.
You know who's from Lawrence, Kansas, Phaeton, is Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, wow.
And Rob Riggle, also a Kansas guy. And Paul Rudd, I believe, is also a Kansas
guy. Is he? Wow.
Very
knowledgeable.
Scripted actors.
Well, Sudeikis is an improv guy. Phaeton, you should know this. He was never at the Mouse Hole.
Script boys.
So nothing can be with script with you. Everything has to be pure improv.
Catch!
Got it. Thank you.
Throw it back to me now.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Now, Bill, pretend like you're shoveling.
I'm shoveling. What am I shoveling, though?
That's the question.
Am I shoveling?
Very good, Phaeton.
Thank you. You can call me Faye, too.
Okay, Faye. Who did you like? Did you watch Tina and Amy at the Golden Globes? Boy, aren't they funny?
They're just, you know, two of the cutest.
Yeah.
Love them. They had their roots in improv as well.
I know. We've been beaten over the head with
They're
it for
kind
the last
of the
10
gods.
Years.
They are what I'm trying to be in more ways than one.
You're trying to be Tina Fey, but you're Phaeton.
Right, I'm Phaeton T.
Phaeton T, and she's Tina Fey.
That's right.
What's the T stand for, Phaeton?
Taurus.
Taurus?
Right, like a bull.
Very good. Phaeton Taurus is your stage name, not McMurray.
T's my middle initial.
Oh, well. Phaeton, any Oscar predictions for us? Phaeton McMurray, improv
Phaeton
boy, Taurus?
Phaeton T, McMurray.
Any improvers up for anything?
Yeah, Bill Murray. He's a former improv guy. I think
He's a traitor.
What?
He started out at improv, and then he forgot about us.
Oh, okay. Well, Phaeton, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show this evening. Do you have a website where we can find Phaeton T. McMurray?
I'm still passing out pamphlets.
Boy.
No website.
He's a regular at the Mouse Hole in Kansas.
Lawrence, Kansas. Phaeton T. McMurray.
It's in the phone book.
Improv boy.
All right. Well, thank you, Phaeton T. McMurray. We're going to go to a quick commercial break.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
God forbid you should ever have to call a lawyer for a serious injury or wrongful death lawsuit, but if you do, remember Healy Scanlon Law Firm. Our friends Martin Healy Jr. and John Scanlon have been practicing personal injury law for many years. The Healy Scanlon Law Firm has 8 experienced trial attorneys who have been officers of several bar associations, including president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. They've taken on the largest corporations in the world and have won many record-setting multi-million dollar verdicts for their clients. Martin is first-generation Irish-American. His parents came to Chicago from Swinford and Tourmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. He grew up on the west side in Resurrection Parish. John is second-generation Irish with 3 grandparents from Kerry and Mayo. He grew up on the south side in St. John Fisher Parish. God forbid you should ever need a personal injury attorney, but if you do, remember to stick with your own. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. For more information on our friends Martin Healy and John Scanlon and Healy Scanlon Law Firm, go to HealyScanlon.com. See their legal articles in the Irish American News entitled On the Law. Products liability, personal injury, trucking, auto accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation. Call Martin or John at 312-977-0100 for a free consultation. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. There are people.
Hi, gang. Here's your perfect act of contrition for the weekend. 2 hit shows at the Royal George Theater. Late Night Catechism, now in its 22nd year, plays 5 p.m. Saturdays and 2 p.m. Sundays. And Bible Bingo, now in its 2nd year, plays Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. You can save your immortal soul and play bingo. Late Night Catechism is one of the longest-running shows in theatrical history. It's Loretta Young meets Carol Burnett. The New York Times says it's hilarious, well-written, and inspired. Let Sister take you back to the Latin Mass, Meatless Fridays, and that good old ruler across the knuckles. The Catholic Explorer calls it a habit-forming hoot. Bible Bingo is so much fun, you'll have to confess it. Vicky Quadi, creator of the hit comedy Late Night Catechism, brings to life a new comedy about fundraising and bingo. Miss Mary Margaret O'Brien runs the bingo night of Bible trivia, audience interaction, and the funniest quiz show about the Holy Family ever seen. Add that to a box of wacky prizes, fun bingo cards, and tons of Catholic humor, and you'll be laughing so hard you'll have to be careful watching your bingo cards. It's more fun than Sodom and Gomorrah. Tickets are $30 for each show, but if you mention the code word Irish, you get your ticket half price. Call the Royal George Theater at 312-988-9000. It's on the north side at 1641 North Halsted. Tell them you're Irish and get half-price ticks. 312-988-9000. Late Night Catechism and Bible Bingo at the Royal George Theater this weekend and every weekend. Once again, the number's 312-988-9000.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in 4 states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
And we're back. Hooley's Hooley, 1240 AM.
Yeah.
Pretty good show. We're also still with Phaeton Torres McMurray, improv boy,
yes.
Raving reporter.
Hello.
Hi, Phaeton.
Hi.
He's a regular at the Mouse Hole in,
that's
Lawrence,
correct.
In Lawrence, Kansas. And now he's been roaming the streets of Chicago looking for the greatest improv suggestions, wherever they may be.
Hey, go ahead, Bill.
I just wanted to, while I had the time, Phaeton, and I don't want to interrupt in your time, but we got a few events coming up, and, you know, believe it or not, it's hard to believe it. I know we're talking about it. It's, January 20th?
Yeah.
No, it's not the 20th. What's today, the 18th or something like that?
Well.
But anyways, we got the Corned Beef and Cabbage St. Patrick's Parade fundraiser coming up. At Plumbers Hall, which is always a good time. Me and you go to that usually every year.
Yeah, that's a great time.
Harrington's Corned Beef provides all the McGaffers in the room with some corned beef for the night. And it's to promote the downtown parade. And that's going to be held at Plumbers Hall January 29th at 5 o'clock at 1340 West Washington Boulevard in Chicago. Tickets are $85.
Yeah.
Or you can purchase a table for $850, a table of 10.
Yeah,
it includes beer, wine, soft drinks before.
It's worth it, though.
It sure is. It's a great place to network, a lot of fun.
Great business event, yeah.
Absolutely.
If a law firm or something like that, buy a table.
And the cool part about it is that, you know, because Parade Day and St. Patrick's Day is such a crazy day, you actually really get a chance to sit down and see some of the people that you normally would like to see on Parade Day, but they're with their families and they're running around. So you get a chance to sit down and kind of talk with them. That's a good time. So January 29th. At 5 o'clock at Plumbers Hall, 1340 West Washington, the Corned Beef and Cabbage St. Patrick Day Parade fundraiser. Check it out if you have a small business and you'd like to buy a table.
And we are nearing,
go for it.
Yeah, we're nearing the end of our show. Once again, I want to thank Stephen Davern again of Pin Drop Theater for coming by. You can check out their event January 24th, Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Irish American Heritage Center. That's Cash for Kids.
Sure.
I want to thank my other guest here, Phaeton Torres McMurray, Improv
thank
Boy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing a show. It's an improv show about an improv group that's imitating an improv troupe.
Wow.
It's quite magical.
And it's all based on suggestions?
Yes, we only take the funny suggestions, and mostly they come from me.
I bet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what? Our station engineer, Mike, has alerted me that we have a caller on the line. It's
delicious.
Hello, are you there?
Are you
this
there?
Is the Hooli's Hooli.
Hooli, WSBC.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are
yes,
on the
you
air.
Are.
Hey, guys. This is Bobby here, Bob at Clementine.
Hi, Bob.
Bob, thank you for calling in. How did you hear about the show?
Well, I was just in town doing a real improv show,
mm-hmm.
unlike your current guest right now.
What?
Phaeton, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Phaeton, it's me, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
I'm sorry, but I got to call you out. You say you were on the improv?
Of course.
Does Peggy Air Mattress commercial from 1997 ring a bell? When you said when you had about a good 8 lines, scripted lines?
Oh, goodness.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I thought those days were behind me.
Phaeton.
Quick, catch!
Phaeton, this was a commercial for what?
He was trying to advertise air mattresses.
It was an air mattress store near Lawrence.
Yeah, they did casting out of the mouse hole, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
They
did.
I worked with Phaeton at the mouse hole.
You did?
And let me tell you something.
Yes.
This man had plenty of scripts over the years that he was pitching to the...
Come on, Bobby, I trusted you. I threw you an imaginary bag of money once.
Well, I'm sorry, Phaeton, but I'm going to call you out if you're going to run all this BS on the radio right now.
I'm going to imaginary slap you next time I see you. It won't be real.
And I'll imaginary block that slap.
Very good. Well, Bobby.
Bobby, how did you track down Phaeton T. McMurray?
He actually was my ride here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's out front on his cell phone.
Yeah.
You improv guys, boy, I'll tell you.
Improv!
Yeah, Phaeton, and how about all those scripts you've been pitching to your idol, Jason Sudeikis? You call him a traitor, you call Bill Murray a traitor?
I'm writing a script about this very moment. It's called Whoopsie Daisies!
I'll look for Whoopsie Daisies at Blockbuster sometime in the next millennium.
Blockbuster? Are they even still in existence?
There's one in Lawrence, Kansas, I know that.
Well, okay, Phaeton, thank you. Phaeton Torres McMurray, because he's a bull. And Bobby?
Yeah?
What's your last name?
Clementine.
Bobby Clementine. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad
you're
listening.
Bobby, are you from Kansas?
Absolutely. I worked at the mouse hole with Phaeton for years.
Oh,
we did improv together.
Bobby.
But I've stayed true. Oh, and by the way, Phaeton just pitched another TV show to Sudeikis called Mouse Droppings.
Oh, really? Bobby, get in the car.
All right, well, Bobby, thanks for calling the show. Phaeton, thanks for being on.
Hey, one night, Bobby, we'll have to have you and Phaeton T on in the studio as guests together. I think that would be kind of fun.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
improv that.
All right, well, that's, you can improv that.
Yeah.
That wraps up this episode of the Hooli's Hooli. Once again, I want to thank my guest, Stephen Davern of Pin Drop Theater. Bill, it's been a fun ride again.
Sure has.
Until next week, I'll close the show out here with this is a song by Pin Drop Theater called Beautiful Sunset. And until next week, this has been the Hoolies Hoolie. Thank you. Goodbye.
Night.
Yesterday I needed you more than